Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have 65 degrees. It is 5:31. We are supposed to see some rain before this day is out. We'll hear more in the forecast from 13 Wham ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending bright and early for you here at WBEE. Yeah, the Bills are 0-2 after their 31-20 loss to the LA Chargers, carved up by their quarterback, Philip Rivers. While Josh Allen, well, there were some signs.
Heaves it downfield. Zay Jones, his target down near the 20, bobbles it, makes the catch at the Los Angeles 20-yard line, and he is brought down there. They'll give him the 18-yard line. A big play there.
And the rookie, though, was intercepted twice. He was sacked five times. The other big storyline from yesterday, the sudden and shocking retirement of defensive back Vontae Davis, who called it quits at halftime, just walked out on the team. Players saying afterwards they've never seen anything like it. Davis saying he just can't take it anymore. He's been in the league for 10 years. All right, in the news this morning, the city has a new police chief. Mark Simmons took over for the resigning Michael Simonelli yesterday. He is a 14-year veteran of the RPD. He will serve on an interim basis until a full-time replacement is found for Simonelli, who is taking a drug enforcement position in Washington. A rough weekend for motorcyclists. Three accidents taking two lives, including a rider who died when he crashed at Maple and Child Streets in the city yesterday afternoon. Another motorcyclist suffered serious injuries when he crashed his bike into a vehicle at Mount Reed Boulevard in Greece. And a cyclist died on Route 104 in Williamson on Friday. Two helicopters leaving Rochester yesterday, heading south to assist in Hurricane Florence rescue efforts. The storm is just a tropical depression now, but still pelting the area with rain. The death toll from Florence stands at 17. Well, the man President Trump wants to be our next Supreme Court justice is facing charges of sexual misconduct. A woman stepping forward saying Brett Kavanaugh groped her at a party back when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh denies that all his approval vote is supposed to happen this week. TV's biggest night of the year is tonight. It's the 70th annual Emmys. Game of Thrones is expected to dominate. Yes, the awards are usually on a Sunday night, but NBC pushed them to tonight so they can air Sunday night football. Sports of the Bee, Dallas beat the Giants in that Sunday night, 20-13. The Bills' next opponent is Minnesota. The Vikings and Packers ended in a 29-29 tie yesterday. Patriots beaten by Jacksonville. Miami over the Jets in the AFC East. Seattle plays Chicago tonight. Baseball, Yankees 4-2 losers to Toronto yesterday. And Brad Keselowski opened NASCAR's playoff chase with his third straight win at Las Vegas. All right, we have your forecast coming up next here from 13 Wham ABC at the B.
Diamonds were formed in the heart of the Earth back when our planet was born.
Long before there was life on Earth, those diamonds were there.
Waiting.
Their sparkle buried beneath an ocean of soil.
They waited in the darkness.
Waited to be discovered and brought into the light.
Waiting.
But you already know that, right?
Neil and Gaetano for Charisma Jewelers.
Here's something you probably didn't know.
Charisma now offers a whole new breed of diamonds.
Newborn created diamonds.
Yes, they're real diamonds.
Just like ice made in a freezer is real ice.
Newborn created diamonds are chemically, structurally, and visibly identical to the finest diamonds from diamond mines.
Not even a jeweler can tell the difference.
Charisma has always been proud to sell the world's most amazing diamonds.
Some of them come from underground.
And today, some of them come from above.
The choice
is yours.
Charisma Jewelers, just exit 390 at Ridge Road heading west. They're on your right side across from the mall at Grease Ridge and on the web at charismajewelers.com.
I want to be your jeweler.
Yeah, me too.
Charisma. Two jewelers for the price of one.
Rochester weather.
Looks like we're going to see some sunshine to start the day, but then clouds gradually thicken up as we head through the rest of the day, especially during the afternoon. Highs today close to 80 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies with at least a couple showers steadiest rain will stay well south of Rochester. In fact, portions of Yates County are under a flash flood watch for some of the overnight hours going into early tomorrow. Looks like lows will drop down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, any rain ends early, staying mostly cloudy, maybe some limited sun, upper 70s for highs. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Marty Snyder on the beat.
Here at High Falls, we have 65 degrees. It is 5:36, and you are up to date at 92.5 WBEE.